So continuing with the ongoing saga of cleaning out my closet, while I'm also digitizing some LP records, I think across three shelves, I've cleared more than a full shelf. The goal, I guess, is to get all the electrical cables and stuff in one place, all the tools in one place, all the computer cables in one place, although I think I've already done that, and then get all the lenses and camera gear on its own shelf, and put the paper somewhere else, the printer paper, because it's a little hard to get to in there, which doesn't explain why I don't print more things, but I could stand to print more things in advance of the apocalypse, which is going to render all computer data vaporized and defunct. I found something I'm really glad to have found. It was two lengthy pieces of Ethernet cable, which I thought I had lost. And those will come in handy someday when the very lengthy Ethernet cable connecting the RAID to my PC finally breaks. It's got a bit of a break in it already. And I found a few other things of interest, but not so interesting that I remember what they were at this moment. I took a break. I've been playing Alphabetti like with a vengeance, like it's my job. I'm almost up to level 181, at which point I'm probably gonna stop, because it is starting to get a little repetitive, as happened with Candy Crush, made by the same people, same company. I've been playing like 170 something levels, and I haven't made a single in-app purchase. And boy, it's just killing me. I'm so guilty about that. No, but I mean, really, I feel like a bit of a freeloader, because I know how hard those guys work to build those games. Although, in this case, I think there's just a certain formula that they make to randomize the levels, and they might have a couple of QA blokes play each round a few times and offer some feedback, but I think mostly the stuff is just auto-generated. I played Smash Hit. I've been playing that the last few nights. That is such an intense game. I love that game, and the music really brings a lot to it. I haven't played it in a while, and I don't know if that explains it, but it doesn't seem to be saving my progress like it used to. Maybe whatever company made that game is out of business, and so their cloud servers are gone too. I don't know. I walked around a little bit today. It was so beautiful out again. And tomorrow promises some more of the same. A little while ago, I really needed a drink, but I think I'm gonna stick to my whatever and lay off the sauce for at least a little while. I actually had a depressing encounter. Depressing to me, or not depressing, but I don't know, disheartening. I bumped into one of the bartenders from my so-called regular bar, and I told him I'm laying off the sauce for a while, and he didn't even seem to realize that I hadn't been to the bar in a while, and didn't seem to care either. I mean, I from this particular bartender, I shouldn't expect too much, and I don't. But I'm not even sure the owner of the place misses me anymore. I used to count her as a real friend, but she ignored my last email, which was over a month ago, and that was in response to her email. So I put a few things that used to be in the closet, in the cabinet, under the sink, or next to under the sink, That includes the game pieces from this stupid fucking Lenovo tablet. Let me take that back. The tablet is not stupid fucking, but it's the game functionality and all that is pretty fucking stupid. So I'm glad to put that aside. I also have the original keyboard for that thing, which I only hold on to in case I ever want to sell this thing, but I probably never will. And beyond all that, I'm just trimming down, getting shit out of here, and trying to have a little more breathing room in my mental furniture space.